About a month ago, I started noticing footsteps and vibrations like someone was walking around my house. Now it has progressed to him constantly annoying me and pestering me to no end. I'm a 71-year-old non-vet that lives alone. I never believed in ghosts and such. I do know this thing is real as rain. I can't see him, but he aggravates the hell out of me. He's here most of the time now, and I can't get him to leave. He won't let me sleep in my bed. He vibrates it, shakes it, so I have to get up and go sleep on the couch. He's become pretty bold now. He vibrates the floors so much walking around, I have to tell him to sit down and be quiet. He is so obvious now. I can tell exactly when he gets here. He makes unusual noises and sounds. I've never been afraid of him, but he's creeped me out a couple times. I've tried being nice to him, but that doesn't work. I cursed at him like hell now because I just don't care. That doesn't seem to work either. I need him to leave me alone and get the hell out of my house and never come back. There's a lot more I could say about him. It just seems like his only purpose is to pester and harass me every day, and I have had it. This is the craziest thing I've ever witnessed. It was fascinating at first, but it's got me mad as hell now. Can't stop him. He comes and goes as he pleases, and I can't do anything about it. He won't listen to me. He's here right now. And I just hate his ass so much. I have nothing else to try. I'll pay somebody that can help me get rid of him. He's got to go one way or another. I was happy before he came. I won't be happy until he leaves. When I, 23 now, was around 8 years old, I was staying at a friend's house. We were sleeping upstairs. In the middle of the night, I wake up to the theme song of What's New, Scooby-Doo, which I hadn't heard it, and it's very catchy. It might be normal during a children's sleepover, but the problem is, it was like at 1 a.m. I could just barely hear it, like it was down the hall. At first, I assumed it was just my brain because I'm tired. Because I'm tired, and I can hear music very clearly in my head, anyways. But the theme song just kept playing over and over, no interruptions. And if it was in my head, I wouldn't have been able to play the entire theme out, anyways, because I didn't know it that well. I would have gotten distracted by another song at some point, but it played in its entirety and repeated. I laid in the dark for like 20 minutes. Completely distracted because I knew at this point it's not just in my head, because I was actively thinking of other songs and I could still faintly but clearly hear the theme song. So I snooped around the house, still hearing the song at the same level. There's not a single TV on in the entire house. I was baffled. So I just tried going to sleep and eventually it just stopped, as if someone shut off the TV. I couldn't hear it. When I thought of hearing it, it sounded completely different in my head. It was like someone threw up a 1 hour repeat of this theme song, and then after a while shut it off. I have a few more paranormal experiences with moving objects and such, but never before since I have experienced a song poltergeist. Has anyone else experienced something like this? I almost wish it would happen again so I can feel what I was feeling back then one more time. My parents found a two, could be three bedroom house with a large kitchen, dining area, living room, TV room, and even a sunroom for a little over a couple hundred a month in rent. This was a steal even back in the early 90s. My mom was pregnant with me, and my parents were anxious to get out of the tiny apartment they were living in. Of course, they jumped on this and moved in as quickly as possible. Right away, my mother started experiencing weird phenomenon around the house. The cliche feeling like you're being watched, never feeling alone even though you were alone, and just things you could not brush off. this quickly picked up into things that weren't so easily to pass, such as one day, not long after moving in, my mom had a couple family members over showing them the house. They were in what was to be my room. Since I was not born yet, my closet was pretty empty and my parents had stored completely empty boxes from the move into my closet until they could get a truck to haul them away. My closet was a walk-in closet, small one, but still plenty of room to stack two rows of boxes, one in front of the other, and completely shut the door. And the boxes be at least 6 to 7 inches away from the door. As my mom was talking to her visitors in the room, their conversations were completely cut off as the closet door flew open. Just about every single one of those boxes came flying out of the closet, scattering all over the floor. Mind you, these were completely empty cardboard boxes. Even if they had somehow managed to fall against the door, there is no way they could have opened the door with such force. My mom told me it was as if someone was in the closet standing behind the rows of boxes and hit them with superhuman strength. My mom says they were all pale as ghosts, speechless, and pretty much ran out of the room after this. Things continued to escalate after that day. My room never truly was my room due to me being absolutely terrified of it. It appeared that the activity in the house stemmed from my room, and it all started with the first encounter. I have many more stories from this house I'd like to share. I was born in the early 90s. My parents were married in 1991, and I was born in 1992. For the first bit of my parents' marriage, they lived in a tiny apartment that needed a lot of work. When my mom found out that she was pregnant with me, finding a better home with more space moved to the top of their to-do list. My mom was about 7 months along with me, and every house they had to look at had fallen through until one, the one. It was located out in the middle of nowhere in our little town, but that's exactly what my parents wanted. It was a 2-could-be-3-bedroom and 1-bath house. It had 2 enclosed porches, massive kitchen, dining area, and living room. The best part was the rent. It was just barely over the amount my parents were paying monthly for this tiny rundown apartment. While this wasn't a beachside luxury mansion, it was everything my parents wanted and then some. Of course, they jumped at this offer. It did not take long after moving in for the weirdness to start. Activity made itself known pretty much from day one. This experience in particular, I can remember even though I was only about 3 or 4 years old. Halloween has almost been a major holiday for my family. My parents decided to host their first annual Halloween party in this house. It was a huge success. Tons of family and friends attended. They had music, food, games, costume contest. I remember I was Baby Bop from Barney. And the best part, a fake haunted house in the garage that set apart from the house. After it was over, my mom's 2 sisters and her middle sister's boyfriend decided to sleep over instead of making that hour-long drive back home so late. My parents made the living room, which was in between my parents' room and what was considered my room, as cozy as they could. About 2 a.m., we said our goodnights, and I followed my parents to their room to crash, as I was absolutely terrified of my room. I remember waking up to the sound of someone knocking on my parents' closed bedroom door. My dad was dead to the world, so my mom got up to answer it. I heard the frantic voice of my older aunt asking where my dad was. My mom opened the door more so she could see my dad completely knocked out in the bed. My aunt's voice became even more pleading as she asked if I could all move into their room and sleep in the floor. My mom agreed, as my aunt swore she would explain in the morning. I remember how excited I was to see my aunt and future uncle move their bedding in the small bedroom to sleep. It was my first sleepover in my young mind. Come morning, or later in the morning, I should say, we would find out what exactly happened. My aunt said after everyone had went to bed and the lights were out, they started hearing movement coming from my room. At first, it sounded like footsteps walking around the room, Then it started sounding like someone was moving stuff around. It got louder, like someone was digging through my toy box. Both my aunt and my future uncle were on alert listening to this when creepy music started playing. They realized it was my music my dollhouse would play only when you push a special button. They were convinced my dad was behind this, as he is notorious for playing pranks on people. That's when my aunt ran and knocked on my parents' bedroom door to see if it was somehow his doing. When my mom showed her he was sound asleep, she said it felt like her heart stopped as she could still hear movement coming from my room on the other side of the living room. After this, the experiences in the house got worse, and it was a very long time before my aunt and uncle would even visit again. Just days after this, my parents said I came running to them late one evening and was completely inconsolable. I said in between sobs that there was a mean face glaring at me through the living room window, this window being in the same area my family had ran from. These are just a few experiences from this wicked house. I have plenty more I'd love to share in the future. My first experience. I grew up in South Jersey. The neighborhood's property directly next to me was owned by the Emperor and Empress of Philippine Islands, Ferdinand Marcos. One August night, I came home for dinner. I may be 12. This guy is lying next to the running lawnmower, dead. Really nice guy, too. Always so friendly to us. A year later, about the same time, it's dead quiet in the house. Dad's in Rochester on business, and my mom goes to bed after she says prayers over me and my sister. But not even 5 minutes later, someone plays piano, walks across the linoleum floor, opens the French doors, closes the French doors, and starts walking up the stairs. But no one's there. My sister's asleep at this time. My mom walks down the hall, staring down the stairs, turns to me and says, "Was that you?" I shake my head, and she didn't go down the stairs either. My second experience was my mom's friend at the time. This was when I was about 14. Worked for the governor's office in PA. We went to her house for Thanksgiving dinner. The house they lived in was over 200 years at that time. As soon as we got to the house, we heard footsteps and doors slamming upstairs. Come to find out later, there is nobody else in the house, just us. Throughout the night, people were poked. Hair was tugged by a little girl ghost. A mean dad ghost whispered, "Get out of my house." And when we were eating, it got really wild. Someone's hair was getting flicked, but I left the dinner. After I left dinner, I refused to go back inside. I felt like someone kept watching me. My third ghost experience was I set up a Ring camera in my garage last Christmas of 21-22. I had just gotten it and set it up to test and play with. I go back a few days later online to check out the quality. Mind you, this is Christmas Eve and I have a 3-year-old. So the video starts as my wife and I went to the garage for presents. But then the video goes fuzzy and a large orb flies out of the camera. My wife turns and the orb comes out of her shoulder. A little kid's voice says in a questioning way, "Two or three more orbs drop out of the ceiling and fly across the room." And you will not believe it, y'all. I lost the freaking video. I am so angry. I did not know at the time Ring only saves for 60 days, and the video I downloaded that laptop crapped out on me. But it was a very cool capture, and very sad that I lost the video footage. But I will try again.